Cheer your team on live at the FIFA World Cup 2022 final in Qatar. Frito-Lay is giving you the chance to win two tickets by joining their Pass the Ball Challenge. Add your picture to the Golden World Soccer Ball, then pass the ball to fellow fans to score additional entries. Scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, or visit Frito-LayScore.com.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18+ grand prize entry deadline 11/10/22. Entries received after 11/10/22 are only eligible for secondary prizes. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
Everything is more expensive these days. With inflation rising, Medicare beneficiaries living on a fixed income are concerned about increasing costs. Make your Medicare dollars go further by picking the right plan. Start by looking for a plan that gives you more. For example, many Medicare Advantage plans include dental, vision, and hearing benefits, while Original Medicare doesn't. Learn more about plan costs beyond premiums, such as deductibles, copays, and drug coverage. Find that right plan for you. Visit UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com.
What up? It's Dramos. You may know me from The Recap on LA TV. Now I've got my own podcast, Life as a Gringo, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be talking real and unapologetic about all things life, Latin culture, and everything in between from someone who's never quite fit in. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Our American Stories, and now we bring you a story from Joshua Texidor. You can listen to his entire story at our website, OurAmericanStories.com. It's a great one about overcoming hardship and taking responsibility for your life. Today, we bring you a piece of his story that begins after Josh decided to own up on an alcohol dependency, move to Nashville, get married, and take his own life into his own hands.
I got to Nashville on a Sunday, and I had a job interview that Wednesday and was working that following Monday. And then I've basically, you know, busted my ass ever since that day. And that was, what we're talking, almost 3 years ago. So I interviewed for FedEx, United Postal Service, an armor factory, and, UPS. I definitely went after the Postal Service because they're always hiring. So I knew I could get a job as soon as I got there from going to the post office. And I hated it, hated it, hated it, hated it, hated it. I hated it to the point where I said, I'm going to make enough money. I will never, ever have to do this ever again. Being a package handler at a post office distribution center sucks. It is the worst job ever. And then, you know, yes, I was making $16 an hour. When I tell you you're gonna work for every single penny, you're gonna earn every single penny from working as a package handler. And I was on one of the harder lines because they just see me, like, I'm not a small guy. So I was on one of the toughest lines at the job site. So I was in charge of 3.5 trucks. You got people who are responsible for like 2 trucks. I have 3.5 trucks. And when our belt got crazy, because there's like there was a top and a bottom. So you have like local packages and you have non-local packages, whatever. So when our local packages would fill up, I would have to stop loading my truck, go down on the bottom belt and help them load that part just for me to go back to the top of the belt and start loading my trucks again. Because the volume was getting so crazy, we had, instead of going in at 3 in the morning, we were going in at 2 o'clock in the morning. So from 2 o'clock in the morning to like 8 o'clock, I'm picking up boxes. No bathroom break, picking up boxes. And I'm just like, I will never, ever, 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 ever do this again. And it wasn't so much that you couldn't go to the bathroom. I just knew if I went to the bathroom and came back, I was gonna have to play catch up. So I would purposely just not, go. But, you know, I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then I tried to get a manager job at Dunkin' Donuts. Terrible. I was there for 2 days. I said, I'm good. I'm not doing this anymore. So it's funny. I was in the post office and I was doing Dunkin' Donuts at the same time for those 2 days. So when I left on the second day, the very next day, I went to FedEx. There's a security company there. It's called Allied Universal. So I started talking to them. I said, hey man, like, how's that job? And they're like, yeah, it's good. You know, it's not bad. And I'm looking at them and they're getting paid and they're not really doing much of anything. So I said, man, I should just go out and I should go out and do that. And that day I applied for Allied Universal. The hiring process was great. Well, for me, it was great. I think it's hysterical. the day of my interview. So in the paperwork, in the application, it says, you need to be clean shaven and, you need to look presentable. So I went out, got a haircut. I had a full beard, cut the whole beard off. I was clean shaven. And, in my mind, it's an interview. So I have, I got a button up shirt, a tie. I got khakis and shoes on. I go to the building. I get to the building. And I'm like, and I'm walking past the room that I'm supposed to go to. But in the room, there's like a bunch of people. So I'm like, I was like, man, I'm in the wrong place. So a lady who's sitting at a desk, she's like, hey, what are you looking for? I'm like, I'm here for the Allied interview. And she's like, oh, you're in the right place. Man, when I tell you I'm the only person dressed up, I'm the only person dressed up in the entire room. I'm laughing to myself. I'm like, yo, they cannot be serious right now. Like, who shows up like this for a job interview? I'm the only person dressed up. They had one girl in there with slippers. She had slippers on and SpongeBob pajama pants for a job interview. I'm like, this girl's crazy. I get hired like that day. And I guess from the way I presented myself and how I did my interview, I got a really good job site and I ended up getting, my job site was the Country Music Hall of Fame. It was a learning curve. It was like when I first got there. So remember, this is all new to me. I think this is like the second or third month that I'm in Nashville. So I don't even know anybody. And I was gonna quit working security. And it wasn't so much that I didn't like the Country Music Hall of Fame. The leadership at the Country Music Hall of Fame for security, I was like, man, this is not good. Like, it just seemed like people were just doing whatever they wanted. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it here. But remember, I'm determined. And pretty much like, they hired me as part-time there, but I ate up so many hours from people not showing up. And plus they have events. So I was getting like 40 hours just off events and covering other people's shifts. And they end up, after 3 weeks of me really, working hard, I got offered a supervisor position there and I took it. And I became the first shift supervisor. And, I definitely made some changes that weren't working. Cause I like to do what works. I mean, people could say, hey, we've done this forever. I'm like, yeah, but what worked 10 years ago is not gonna work today. I mean, sometimes what happened last year is not gonna work today. So, you have to adapt to what's going on. So I made some changes myself and the actual site supervisor. We made some real strong changes. And, we were working on just building a better culture and a better relationship from a security standpoint with the client. And the client would be the Country Music Hall of Fame. And I 100% believe that we did that. And I end up, becoming the actual site supervisor of the entire thing. And, running a staff of over 30 people, handling timesheets, payroll, handling all the scheduling. I think from my leadership there and from, my hard work there, I've definitely built better relationships with the people at Allied Universal Security as well as the Country Music Hall of Fame. And like I said, reputation's everything, respect is everything, and I think I've earned my respect with people, and I think my reputation is long-standing with the people that I've had to work with through my experience there. I mean, more than anything, your work ethic has to shine through. I mean, I myself, I was a site supervisor, and I mean, I was doing 60, 70 hours a week, like steady. And I'm doing that, but I'm also making sure that my other supervisors are taken care of. I'm making sure like the new people are getting their hours. Like, I didn't just take hours because I could just take all the hours. I will literally let everybody eat and then I will pick up the crumbs, but everybody was getting a piece. So everybody's happy, everybody's making money, everybody's comfortable. We changed the training at the Hall of Fame where it was more hands-on rather than how it was before. It's kind of like, you know, just figure it out, you know? And it was a really, really great experience for me to be there. And like, when I was a site supervisor, anybody who came in who didn't have a car, I made sure. Like, we got a lot of young people, like, you know, people fresh out of high school or people in college who didn't have cars. All those people who came who were like young people who didn't have cars, I made sure they all got cars. And that was like a big thing for me, was at least helping young people, you know, get their accomplishments and at least pushing them along rather than saying, yeah, you work here, whatever, you know? So I actually take pride in that.
And you've been listening to Josh Texidor, and we were all wondering what would happen at Josh. Because my goodness, he had grown up right before our eyes in the first story. And Josh Texidor's story here on Our American Stories.
Want to win two tickets to the FIFA World Cup 2022 in Qatar? Frito-Lay is giving you the chance to make history by joining their Pass the Ball Challenge. Add your picture to the Golden World Soccer Ball, then pass the ball to fellow fans to score additional entries. Scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, or visit FritoLayScore.com and pass the ball now. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18 plus grand prize entry deadline 11/10/22. Entries received after 11/10/22 are only eligible for secondary prizes. See rules at FritoLayScore.com.
When the world gets in the way of your music, try the new Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Next-gen earbuds uniquely tuned to the shape of your ears. They use exclusive Bose technology that personalizes the audio performance to fit you, delivering the world's best noise cancellation and powerfully immersive sound, so you can hear and feel every detail of the music you love. Bose Quiet Comfort Earbuds 2. Sound shaped to you. To learn more, visit Bose.com.
I'm Ty Montague, and I'm the host of Calling Bullshit, the first podcast about purpose washing, where we dig into the difference between what companies say they stand for and the actions that they're taking. Join us as we investigate organizations like Noom and Spotify. Let's call BS on companies that deserve it, but also make some suggestions for cleaning that BS up. Listen to the Calling Bullshit podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.